searchlights sweep a cloudy twilight sky and illuminate a towering edifice in the form of the words, Fox Searchlight Pictures. Fox Searchlight Pictures, a News Corporation company. Fox Searchlight Pictures presents an Informant Media and Butcher's Run Films production. Crazy Heart. Dark, rocky desert lies in shadow beneath a golden twilight sky. Clouds over a lake are tinged rose pink. An old rusty wire fence stretches across wild grassland, and clouds hang over distant mountains.
I've been loved and I've been alone. All my life I've been a rolling stone.
A 4x4 SUV drives down a country road through rocky, semi-arid country, dotted with green leaf trees. The 4x4 joins a busy highway winding through sunny hills, then heads along a craggy mountain road. A sign reads, Winter Leagues now forming. Country recording star Bad Blake here Friday, August 12. The 4x4 pulls into the parking lot of a small town bowling alley.
Jack, you bastard. Fucking bowling alley.
The gray-bearded driver wears a Stetson, sunglasses, and has his belt undone to ease the pressure on his gut. He puts a cigarette in his mouth and pours out yellow liquid from a plastic container onto the ground. He lights his smoke and heads for the spare room bowl. He hitches up his jeans and does up his belt.
Bad Blake, welcome to Pueblo. I'm proud to meet you, sir. Boy, I've been listening to you for a hell of a long time. Did you have a good trip?
Long but good. Yeah, I played Clovis, New Mexico last night. Saw some pretty country. Glad to be here.
Well, down there is a bandstand. I'll catch up with you later, but sure is good to have you, Bad. Makes my day. And there's no smoking in the alley, but you can sure finish that one.
Oh, I'll take a McClure's up and beer back, darling.
Bad settles himself at the bar. The barmaid pours his whiskey and opens his beer.
475.
Also on the tab.
No tab.
I'm Bad Blake, darling. Hell, I am the band.
Jimmy? Tap?
The barmaid stares expressionlessly at Bad as the owner walks over.
Mr. Blake? We have a real nice room for you over at the Starlight Inn, and of course all your meals are taken care of, but I'm afraid we can't let you run a bar tab. It's in the contract. Mr. Green of Green and Gold, he put that in himself.
Did he?
Yes, sir.
Well, if you and Jack have an agreement, we're going to have to stick with that, bud. Don't you worry yourself about it. How much?
$4.75.
Mr. Blake, let me personally offer you all the free bowling you want.
Bad considers the owner and downs his whiskey.
Hold that, would you please?
Sir.
Bad dumps his dog end in the whiskey glass. Later, he's at a motel.
Hey, Bad. Listen, I didn't want to tell you this till you came off this swing, but the label cut so sweet so bad.
Well, that fucker's still selling.
Well, it was slowing down a lot. You know what? Chains don't want it anymore. Plus, Tommy Sweet's got 9 albums out there now.
What about his new album? I'm going to get off the road here in a couple weeks. I can get right to it.
Tommy wants to know if you got any new material.
Oh, shit, new material. You know I don't have any new material. Nothing wrong with the old stuff.
Tommy thinks he's leaning too heavy on the old stuff.
He doesn't want people to think he's riding the gravy train.
That son of a bitch has a lifetime pass on the gravy train.
Hey, Bad, who's asking who for a record here?
Jack, you jerk off. You get your ass out here to Clovis, goddamn New Mexico. You playing a piano bar or some fucking bowling alley. Get up the next morning at 5 o'clock and drive 300 miles with hemorrhoids so bad because like you got a net of fire ants up your ass. Then you tell me about the gravy train. You and Mr. World Famous Thomas Sweet. Both of you try that sometime.
Why don't you sit down and write some songs, huh?
Keep talking.
You
keep
should
talking.
Be able to. What's the matter? Can't do it anymore. I'm tired of listening to you griping and everything like that. You're capable of it.
Jack. Hey. Listen to me. I'm 57 years old. I'm broke. I got $10 in my pocket.
I sent you money when you were still in Texas.
So spend it wisely, my friend.
Yeah, fuck you. Goodbye.
Bad stands in front of a display of McClure's whiskey bottles in a store. He touches a bottle and sighs. Bad picks up a half bottle of Canada House, then puts it back, loitering by the whiskey shelf in a dilemma.
Thanks a lot.
The store owner recognizes his famous customer.
Mr. Blake? Oh, I'll be goddamn go to hell. It really is you, ain't it? I can't believe it. Bad Blake right here in my store. I'm Bill Wilson. I'm a big fan of yours. Here you go. Here you go. Here's your McClure's. I try to keep track of what all the stars drink. Hey, you know what? My wife, Beverly, she is one of your biggest fans. She'd flat out die if she knew you were here. But we're going to the show tonight, and if you could sing I Don't Know for Beverly.
You got it.
Mean the world to
I Don't Know for Beverly.
Yes, sir.
That's little buddy. Count on.
Oh, hey, come here. Come here. I want to be able to tell everyone that I bought Bad Blake a drink.
Bill Wilson hands over the bottle.
You're kidding me. I thank you. Hey, I don't know for Beverly and Bill.
Yes.
Bad dozes on his bed, holding a glass of McClure's. Bad looks blearily towards the door.
All right, hold on, hold on.
Hey, Mr. Blake, I'm Tony. Tony and the Renegades, your band for tonight?
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh.
Me and the boys are setting up over at the alley and was wondering what time to start rehearsing.
Well, just as soon as you can and as often as you can. That's a secret.
Mr. Blake? Sorry to bother you. I was just wondering what time you're coming over.
Glass in hand. Bad in his socks, his belt undone, walks out of the motel room.
Yeah, I got some lead sheets here if y'all can read music. Chord charts if you can.
He reaches into the back of his truck.
Here, take this CD. That's for you. Here's your whole kit. There's a playlist in there. Watch your hand.
Bad guides the electric back window into place.
All right, I'm going to meet you over here. You go ahead and go on.
Mr. Blake, you know, really mean a lot to us if you come over a little early and we got over some leads.
Lead? Sounds like they're paying you more than they're paying me.
Well, I just thought maybe you could show us some of that old stuff like Bad's boys used to do. You taught Tommy Sweet how to play guitar, didn't you?
Listen to the CD. Listen good. And go over those lead sheets. I'll be over there in about an hour. We'll grab some supper.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Blake. All appreciate right. It.
Bad goes back into his room. He lies in bed, half naked, and puts out a cigarette. He sits up and drunkenly sucks up three cigarettes from the packet. Two drop out of his mouth. At night, cars arrive at the lit-up bowling alley. Bad staggers away from his truck, holding his guitar.
Thought you weren't gonna show.
Son, I played sick, drunk, divorced, and on the run. Bad Blake hasn't missed a goddamn show in his whole fucking life. Not even playing in a fucking bowling alley, backed by a bunch of hippies.
Bad takes a smoke from one of the young band members.
You sure they ain't paying you more than they're paying me? Come on, showtime.
He leads the guys in through the back door. Inside, a few people are bowling, and a small crowd is gathered to watch the band. Bad waits off stage as the band plays the intro.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the spare room, the Wrangler of Love, Mr. Bad Blake.
Oversee. Oh, yeah.
stands with his back to the audience preparing his guitar, then turns.
Charges with money, women, and my health. I was cleared of all the charges with money, women, and my health. But now that I'm a brand new man, you belong to someone else.
Later, Bad sits outside by himself, sipping from a hip flask.
Hey, Mr. Blake. You all right, man?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
We're back home.
Bad gathers up his hip flask and cigarette and puts on his hat.
It's wonderful to be here in Pueblo with you all tonight. And if I've learned anything over the years, it's to give you people what you want. Otherwise, you won't want anything ever again. Well, here's a song I'm hoping some of you are going to want. Goes out especially to my dear friends Bill and Beverly. God bless you.
Bad staggers off stage and out of the building. He throws up into a dustbin, wipes his mouth with a handkerchief, then retrieves his sunglasses from the bin. He wipes off the glasses and runs a hand through his hair. The band plays on gamely as the customers frown, puzzled by the star's absence. Bad lurches back on stage from behind the drum kit. He takes his hat off the mic stand, picks up his guitar, and sits down to play.
Safely, and God willing, we'll all get together again here real soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, the star of the show, the legendary Bad Blake. Have a good night.
Bad unplugs his guitar and shuffles off stage. Next morning, there's a naked, middle-aged woman asleep in Bad's bed. He quietly takes his luggage, puts on his hat, picks up his whiskey bottle, and makes to leave. Bad pauses in the doorway to look at his bedfellow, looks unimpressed, then exits. Early morning sun brightens the sky, illuminating a scattering of clouds and casting the rocky landscape in dark silhouette. Bad drives through wide open pastures, then through more rocky country. A double-deck train glides down a line alongside the road. Bad drives topless, one hand on the wheel, smoking. He drives into a small country town and pulls up at a shack-like motel. In his room, Bad polishes the frets of his guitar and smokes. He slumps back in a chair and stares at the gleaming guitar. He picks up his whiskey glass, pauses thoughtfully, then takes a sip. Bad sits back up, puts his cigarette in his mouth, and goes back to polishing his instrument. Later, his truck's parked outside a bar. Bad enters, carrying his guitar case and amp. Bad stands looking around the empty bar as a large, balding man in glasses plays the piano.
That's really good. Real good. Been a long time since I played with a good piano player.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Blake. That means the world to me. I'm Wesley Barnes.
Mighty fine, Wesley. You worked before?
Oh, when I was a kid. I just do this for fun.
Oh.
Well, for fun and a couple extra dollars.
Well, it's real nice running to somebody on the road who really is good. It's gonna be a pleasure.
Can I ask you a favor, Mr. Blake?
Bad, buddy, bad. What can I do for you?
And I hate to impose, especially since we just met, but see, I got this niece, and she's a writer. Well, she's trying to be a writer. She writes local here in Santa Fe. Yeah, I mean, it's not the New York Times or anything, but anyway, she writes about music, and she would love to do an interview with you.
Well, I haven't done one of them for years, but yeah, you send your little niece around. I'll be glad to help her out.
Oh, great.
You gonna play a little?
Yeah, we're gonna play some.
In Bad's motel room, the movie on TV has three young women in white vests fighting playfully. He sits in a towel and smokes as he watches.
Mr. Blake? Oh.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Jean Craddock from The Sun Scene. I'm Wesley Barnes' niece. I'm here for the interview.
Yeah, I just got out of the shower. I'm having dinner.
I'm sorry. I'll just come back. When's a good time for you?
No. Just wait outside. Let me get my clothes on.
All right.
The short-haired brunette waits outside as Bad lumbers off to get dressed.
Be right there.
All right.
Bad brushes his hair in the bathroom mirror, then rushes to open the door, his shirt still unbuttoned.
I'm so sorry. I should have called.
No pictures.
Jean clutches her camera self-consciously.
You want some steak or
no.
Potato or something?
How about later?
Which?
Pictures, maybe on stage?
Oh, that'd be all right.
All right.
You want a roll or nothing? All right. Sit on that
down. Thank you. All right.
Now that I eat?
No. Tape recorder okay?
Go ahead, that's fine.
Bad smokes as he eats his takeout.
You always dress for dinner?
This makes them both grin. Jean brushes her hair out of her eyes.
So? How'd you learn music?
My daddy. He had this old Washburn steel string. He couldn't play a lick on it. I picked it up, started fooling with it. Guess that's how.
Right. And what were you listening to?
A bunch of people you probably never heard of. Little Bell and Scotty. Emmett Miller. Georgia Wildcats. You ever hear them?
No, I never heard of the Georgia Wildcats.
No, I didn't figure that. How about Hank Williams? Gene Autry. Wailing them boys.
Right, Lefty Frizzell.
Bad looks up as if seeing her for the first time and their eyes meet.
You want a drink?
No, thank you. So, you said you feel like your music is also influenced by the blues? Somehow, some Big Bill Frenzy.
It's going to be all the work of this since them Della boys.
You ever want to do anything else?
Play baseball. I was pretty good, too. For a while there, I couldn't hit the curveball.
I just figured I'd stick with the guitar, you know. Some bitch stayed where it was supposed to.
Gene smiles as she makes notes and glances at Bat as he takes a drag of his cigarette.
How about you? You don't want to be a writer?
I didn't know what I wanted for a long time.
But now you do?
Well, now I know what I don't want to do again.
Yeah, amen. You married?
I was.
Well, those things you don't want to do again?
Not unless it's right.
Yeah, how the hell do you know?
Well, you tell me. You've been married 5 times.
Jesus Christ, 4 times. Come on. 4 times.
You gonna make another album with Tommy Sweet?
2 things I don't want to talk about. Multiple marriages and Tommy.
Right. What's your real name?
I'm Bad Blake. Wasn't born bad. When I die, my tombstone will have my real name on it. Until then, I'm just gonna stay bad.
It's an awful long time for people to have to wait to find out.
Maybe, maybe not.
She acknowledges with a smile and a nod.
Your daddy, you got any kids?
Bad chews his food and looks uncomfortable.
Sweetie, I'm gonna have to start getting going here.
All right. Can you give me just another half an hour after the show?
Well, we'll see how it goes on. I appreciate it. You have to do your work, I understand that, but let's just see how it goes.
Okay. All right, thank you.
So Wesley's, what, your cousin?
He's my uncle.
That boy sure can't play piano.
All right, thank you.
All right, now.
Bad closes the door and discovers the security chain's broken. That evening, Bad and Wesley play in the bar.
I'm moving where I shouldn't go. Seeing who I shouldn't see. Doing what I shouldn't do. Being who I shouldn't be. I never meant to hurt no one. I just had to have my way. Must be the price you pay. Funny I fall and feel like flying for a little while. Funny I fall and feels like flying for a little while. You never see it coming till it's gone. It all happens for a reason, even when it's wrong.
Bad's accosted by a smiling brunette at the bar.
You were wonderful.
Oh.
You haven't lost anything.
I thank you.
I think you might be better than you were back then. I'm Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Hi. I have loved country music my whole life.
Have you?
Yeah. I even know the B-sides of your albums.
Oh, that's better than me.
Bad glances over at Jean, who's talking to her uncle.
I was thinking if you weren't doing anything after the show tonight, we could get a late dinner or a cup of coffee.
No, I would, but I promised a reporter an interview.
It's all right. I know you're in town for another night.
Another time would be fine. I gotta get back to work.
He downs a whiskey and kisses Anne on the cheek.
Could you play Get a Hold on You for me?
I'd love to. Right now. Thank you, Santa Fe. Be here one more night. Without the hand.
I've been loved. I've been a rolling stone and done everything that a man can do. Everything to get a hold on you.
So how did you You played a gospel song in a bar.
I did.
How'd you get away with that? How'd you know?
You've been doing it as long as I have. You know those things. Here you go.
Bad hands, Gina. Whiskey.
All right.
Cheers. What else do you want to know?
Records. What's your favorite?
Oh, I'd have to say Falling and Flying. It made me a lot of money, that song. Turned my whole life around.
You get tired of playing it?
Well, I have to play it twice, three times a night, but, you know, it's been too good to me. Can't turn my back on it.
So in today's world of artificial country music, who's real country?
Bad stumped by the question.
What? That stupid question? Is Tommy Sweet real country?
Tommy, yeah, he tries covering it up. I taught him country, you know. He won't admit it. You know, he's got to compete with what's coming out of Nashville today. But, yeah, he's real country.
How'd you meet him?
I don't want to talk about Tommy.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about how bad you make this room look. Never noticed what a dump it was until you came in here. Yeah, I haven't seen somebody blush in I don't know how long.
Well, I can't help it. My capillaries are close to the skin.
Where are you from, anyway?
I'm from Enid, Oklahoma.
Of course you are. What's the most important thing about you, Oklahoma?
Gene considers the question with a defensive smile.
I've got a son. A buddy. He's 4. I need his babysitter. I better go get him.
Bad puts an arm around her, helping Gene with her jacket, bringing their faces close.
Thank you for talking to me.
Gene gets up and walks out.
Do you get what you need?
You could always use more.
Yeah, well, come to tomorrow night's show. We can continue where we left off.
All right.
Okay, then. Night and night.
Bad stands pensively by the door, a cigarette in his mouth. He reaches into his shirt pocket and pulls out Anne's telephone number. He peers at it through a lens of his glasses and looks at his watch.
Hey, Bad, I got great news for you. Now, I'm busting my ass on this.
So write it down. Cancel Benson, Arizona on your itinerary.
You into Phoenix, Arizona, Sun Pavilion, 8 o'clock sharp. How's that?
Pavilion.
Hey, I just called to tell you, you're out of the Red Bison Lounge.
And you're opening a major show in Phoenix.
Opening? Shit, I don't know. Hey,
cut the shit now. Where else are you going to play in front of 12,000 people?
Opening for who?
You're opening for Tommy.
No goddamn way.
I haven't been able to convince him about doing the record yet. But no. At least I got him to
No. I'm not going to do it, Jack. I'm not going to open for Tommy. I'll open for somebody else, not Tommy.
Who else are you going to open for? You going to open for Madonna?
You want me to call
her? Dream of every side man is that someday the front man, whose ass he's been staring at for years, is going to open for him. I don't owe Tommy Sweet that dream. I don't owe him a fucking thing.
We both know. Tommy owes you big.
But we also both know how much this is worth.
I'm going to call you back this afternoon.
There is no time, Bad. Yes or no?
I've got to have time to think about this. Come on.
No time. Yes or no?
Yes, goddammit. Yes, yes, yes. Fuck yes.
All right.
Okay. Jesus Christ, it's like pulling it out of you. Now, don't fuck it up, all right?
Hey, let me ask you something. Am I going to actually get to go backstage and meet Tommy and everything?
That's very funny, Bad, but I don't have time for this shit.
Goodbye.
See you later, you fucking asshole.
Bad picks up his guitar and goes into his motel room. Later, he's on stage. Bad is etched into the thick leather of his guitar strap. He smiles at the appreciative audience.
All right, boys, Miss Williams thinks the honest style. I'm gonna give you what you want. Uh-huh.
jumps off stage and dances with a blonde in a Stetson in the audience. Bad jumps gleefully back on stage.
You think by now I'd know better. I ain't got a lot to show. I could write a song, I could write a letter, I could write a book about what I don't know. My path is pretty rocky, my future ain't long. Why do I think we got a chance at all?
Bad looks around contentedly at the audience. Later, he's parked in his truck and lights one cigarette from another. The headlights of another car pull up behind him. Jean gets out of her car and runs past the truck.
Sorry, I was waiting on the sitter for my son, and you know how hard it is to find a sitter at 1 o'clock in the morning.
I got off work at 1 o'clock. I know how hard it is to find everything. I'm just glad you found me. Who's watching your boy?
Oh, friend, just got there.
You want a drink?
All right.
You want to follow me?
All right.
All right.
Later, Jean's sitting next to Bad on the bed.
You can ask me more questions.
Just a couple. All right, so where'd all those songs come from?
Life, unfortunately. Is this really what you want to talk about?
No, I guess not.
Lying down, he gazes up at her.
For some reason I can't explain. I keep being obliged to apologize for this ugly room, for, well, being less than you probably imagined me to be.
Jean smiles and leans back against the headboard.
Is this that famous country charm?
I was never famous for charm.
Not too late to start?
They keep looking at one another. Bad places a hand on his whiskey glass and puts it on the nightstand. He raises himself on his elbows and moves closer to Jean. They kiss. Jean places a hand on Bad's cheek and, fully clothed, moves on top of him. Bad puts his arms around her. Bad and Jean lie side by side under the covers in the early morning sunlight, with the bedside light still on.
You want something else for your article?
Oh, well, let me just get my recorder.
Hey. I'm opening for Tommy in Phoenix tomorrow. Bad Blake's hit the big time.
Oh, that's great, right?
That's what my agent says. You gonna come with me? Will you?
You're kidding.
This is my serious look. Come on.
Bad. I can't.
I'm bound. I come over this morning to fix you and your boys world famous Bad Blake biscuits, huh? What do you say?
All right.
Now you just hold that right there. Now, let me see your other finger. Hold it like that. Can you do that? Mm-hmm. You right handed or left handed? Okay. With that one? Okay. Put that there like that. And cock this finger. Here's your trigger finger. Right like that. Wait, now here's the most important part. Take a bite of that biscuit. Yeah, that's it. Don't you feel that flour and that butter coursing through your body? Huh? Mm-hmm. Giving you a power you never thought you had? Oh, you're sure getting all tight with muscle?
Mm-hmm.
Whole world has been tamed by men who like biscuits. Now, shoot. Hey! Yeah! Score!
Do you score?
How do we get it done in Texas?
Yes!
Give me five.
Yeah.
Ow! Oh! That's a real nice boy you got there.
Thank you. Not around men much. I worry about that sometimes.
What about his daddy?
I made a lot of mistakes. I'm just trying not to make them twice.
Good boy, good mom.
Good biscuits.
They gaze at one another. Then Jean takes Bad's face in her hands and kisses him.
Okay. I'll see you after a while, huh? You take care now.
So long.
Come on, Beth.
Bad reaches out of the driver's window and squeezes Jean's hand, then pulls away. Later, Bad arrives at the huge, dusty car park of an outdoor arena. He leans across and looks out of the passenger window.
Jack, you cocksucker. Thank you.
Lord, it's the same. The sign on a guitar-shaped archway reads, August 29, Tommy Sweet, with special guest Bad Blake in much smaller letters beneath. Bad stopped by security.
It's been the same way for years. We need to change.
Bad's old truck drives past a row of gleaming tour buses with tinted windows and finds a parking space amid the rows of trucks behind the cavernous stage. Bad gets out of his truck, doing up his jeans and belt.
Old Hank made it here. We're all sure that you will, but I don't think Hank done it this way.
Bad walks past another shiny bus and past huge, highly polished trucks. In the venue, stagehands with headsets wheel large flight cases of equipment. Bad's approached by a short, shaven-headed man.
Good to meet you, Mr. Blake. I'm Ralphie, Tommy's road manager. Big fan, big fan. Got a big show tonight. Bear, this is Bad Blake.
Hey, how you doing, man? So what's your equipment like?
Fender Tremolux.
That's it?
That's it, pal.
And you got a preference? Marshall, BV,
I like my Fender.
You like your Fender. Okay, no sweat. We'll make it right into the PA. Where's your stuff?
78 Suburban out back.
All right, I'll take care of it.
You go on at 7:30. You get 45 minutes. Stay on that. You can't go more than 3 minutes over. Tommy's on at 9, he's off at 11. These are the bum steers, your backup.
The band gets up as Bad enters.
This is the big time, boys.
There's a case of McClure's from Tommy.
How you doing? Bad. Looking forward to playing. Let's drink some of this booze, huh?
Do it, baby.
Okay, two bars of D and then we hit the top of the bridge. Go on, count it off, Johnny. Never see it coming till it's gone. No, 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 bear. I need kick and snare. Turn down the damn guitars. You're drowning out my lyrics.
The mix is good, man. You can't hear what I'm hearing out here.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Set it the way I tell you and leave it.
The mix is just fine, man. Trust me on this.
Bear, I'm an old man. I get grumpy. Humor me. Damn sound man. They try to fuck up the opening act. It makes the headliner sound that much better.
That's your fucking job.
Got another half hour there, cowboy.
Hey there, partner. We're going to be up on this stage till we get the mix the way I want it. You set the mix the way I want it, I'm going to be up here rehearsing right through Tommy's set.
Bear gives a wry smile and nods in defeat.
All right, let's take from the top of the bridge. Let's see how Bear does. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now the guitar is getting right. Never see it coming till it's gone.
Later, Bad's having dinner and drinking in a booth in a restaurant. A young guy with a neat dark beard swaggers in. Tommy, with a ponytail, poses for a photo with a young blonde fan. Bad washes and sucks a slice of orange. Tommy approaches Bad.
Well, well. Heard you might be here.
You son of a bitch. Sit on down.
I always knew the right thing to say. How the hell are you, Bat?
I'm worse.
It's about right, I reckon.
Or you give up on the Southern comfort, huh?
Still drinking on stage. It's good for the throat.
That's what they tell me. Too damn sweet for me.
Hell, I never liked it either. But when you're one of Bad's boys, you gotta be able to put away the whiskey.
I'm sorry, I hate to interrupt. Can I get an autograph, Tommy?
Sure. Thanks.
Tommy puts down his juice bottle.
My favorite. I got all your records.
Thank you. But this is the autograph you need.
The country fan casts a puzzled glance at Bad.
It's Bad Blake. Taught me everything I know.
Cool.
The fan has no idea who Bad is. Bad declines a signature.
Great, thanks. I'll be at your show tonight. I may even make it to San Diego.
Appreciate your support. I was thinking, Bad. Bad, our tours together. It was some good times, boy.
Oh.
Look, I'm really glad you agreed to do this, Bad.
Oh, God, are you kidding? I need the money. Wasn't this to be playing some saloon in Benson, Arizona?
You remember that time we broke down in the desert in West Texas? Sat out all day, waiting for that goddamn record?
Well,
it's you and me, a case of warm beer, those were the days.
Yeah, ain't remembering wonderful.
Bad tosses some cash on the table for dinner, then he and Tommy leave together.
How's the tour going?
It's a grind. 50 dates, 2 months.
Oh.
How about yours?
I'm out for a month, 6 dates.
Pickup band?
Yeah.
That's a ball buster. Hell, we should have gotten together earlier. Done the whole tour.
We tried that.
There was just too much going on, Bad. That damn movie shoot down in Mexico. Jill was on my ass the whole time. Would have been a hell of a tour, though.
Oh, yeah, hell of a tour.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry, Bad. It didn't work out. I was trying to keep my marriage together. Don't hold that against me.
I got a career, too. And a marriage or two I wanted to hold together.
I know. You gave me my start, Bad. I think I don't remember that. But I got a life, too.
This is the ugliest goddamn boots I've ever seen in my life. If the salesman threatened to shoot your dog? Well.
Yeah.
Hey, how come we're not doing another album? Why won't you do it?
Hold up now. I never said I wouldn't. DMZ just doesn't think it's the right thing to do, that's all.
I think it is.
Well, you may be right. They want a couple more solos first, then we do a duet. You got first shot, I already told them.
You know, I need money now. 57 years old. Career's going nowhere. I need something to get a jump started. You won't give me a damn solo album. I need this, goddamn, I really do.
I swear, Bad, I can't get them to budge on this one. But there is a way you can make some money if you want to.
Enlighten me.
Songs. I ain't got no new material. Everything I'm hearing is straight crap. You write me 5 new songs, I'll give you back end. I ship 2 million albums every time I release them.
I've written a new song in 3 years. Too many goddamn songs.
Now you write some of the best material out there, Bad. I want some.
Wrote. Not right.
Tommy hangs his head as Bad gets into his truck.
Well, I'm glad to see you still got old Bessie.
She runs like a top.
Do it, Bad. You got a couple months.
See you tonight.
Lights sparkle in the arena.
Mr. Green has sent 5 boxes of product for you to sell here at the show.
Sell? What are you talking about?
He sent 500 units of memories for you to sell.
Oh, shit. I sing, I play, I don't sell my goddamn records at my concerts. Tell him to get his ass out here to Phoenix and pick up his goddamn CD.
I'm just delivering the message.
Jesus Christ.
Bad and his band climb up a staircase and emerge on stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, the Rainbow Lord, Mr. Bad Blake.
Sure, it's good to be with you tonight. Of course, at my age, could be anywhere. 3, 4. We'll be right back.
I shouldn't see, doing what I shouldn't do, and being who I shouldn't be. A little voice told me it's all wrong, another voice told me it's all right. I used to think that I was strong, but lately I just lost the fight. It's funny.
Tommy joins them on stage.
It's funny how falling feels like flying for a little while. I got tired of being good, started missing that old feeling free. Stopped acting like I thought I should, went on back to being me. I never meant to hurt no one, I just had to have my way. Much fun. This must be the prize to play. It's funny how falling feels like flying for a little while. It's funny how falling feels like flying for a little while. Never see it coming till it's gone.
It all happens for a reason, even when it's wrong.
After the show, Bad strolls backstage with his guitar.
Bad, Tommy'd like you to join him in a set for Please Release Me and Memories. I'll cue you.
I got records to sell.
Bad walks off grumpily. The excitement rises as Tommy's show starts. Tommy salutes the crowd as he strolls on stage with his guitar. Tommy shades his eyes against the lights and checks out the crowd, nodding approvingly. Bad's parked by a phone box in the middle of nowhere.
Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Gene's son is playing in the lounge and watching TV. Gene looks for the phone. The boy finds it by the television.
Bad. Well?
Hey there, buddy boy. It's your old biscuit maker, Bad.
Hey!
What you up to?
Watching dinosaurs.
Yeah, what are they doing?
Eating breakfast.
Yeah? Any of them eating biscuits?
Yeah.
Is your mama there?
Hello.
Hey there. It's Bad.
Gene's stunned.
Jane?
Hi. How was Phoenix?
Oh, you know. How you doing?
Where are you?
I don't know. Out in it.
Why? I
Oh, thinking about you.
Now stop it.
Are you thinking about me?
Well, I'm finishing my article, actually.
That's not what I meant.
No.
Hey, I got a couple of days off before I got to be in Houston. I was thinking about stopping by. What do you think? Jane? You're not making this easy on me, girl. You want me to stop by or not?
Gene thinks with a smile.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll be by in about 3 or 4 hours then.
I'll see you in a little bit.
Bye.
Bye now.
Bad collects his spare change and relieves himself, looking out over a wide prairie. He drives a long, straight road over rolling country. The countryside becomes hilly, with more trees. As the sun sinks lower in the sky, Bad starts to nod with fatigue as he presses on across featureless fields. Bad falls asleep at the wheel and the truck drifts across the road. Bad wakes with a start and jerks the wheel over. The truck leaves the road, bumping down a slope before rolling over, coming to rest the right way up. Smoke rises from the wreck. Not wearing a seatbelt, Bad's been tossed into the passenger footwell. A pickup pulls over, and the driver runs to investigate the crash. A nurse tends to Bad in a hospital room.
Hello, Mr. Blake. Just sit back. Relax.
Warm up.
You're in Santa Fe. You have a broken ankle. You also have a concussion.
Remember,
just relax.
My guitar.
They're in the closet with your clothes.
I gotta get out of here.
When you can go is up to the doctor's.
Where's the doctor?
I'll get the doctor for you. Just sit back. Just relax. We'll get the doctor.
Bad's got a bandage on his forehead and his left leg's in plaster.
Let me be honest with you, okay? The problem isn't your ankle. It will heal cleanly. The problem is your general condition, or the extreme lack of it. Now, the kinds of stuff we're talking here, emphysema, heart failure, cancer, an extremely good chance of a stroke, they're gonna kill you. Are you gonna talk to me?
About what?
Look, let's not kid ourselves about this one. You're an alcoholic. I'll take care of your leg, give you something for your cholesterol. But you have to stop smoking, stop drinking, and lose 25 pounds. Okay, Mr. Blake?
The doctor pats Bad reassuringly on his good leg and leaves. Bad stares sullenly out of the window. Gene wheels Bad and his guitars out of the hospital.
If I'm half as good about being laid up as I think I'm going to be...
Hey, you need to hush now, seriously.
Why? Am I rambling? Must be those blue pills. Think I can get a prescription or two of those?
No.
Bad lies in bed, strumming his guitar.
Your heart's on the loose. You roll them sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind. You know that song?
Can't remember who did it.
That's the way it is with good ones. I'm sure you've heard them before.
You wrote that?
Yes, ma'am. Just now.
This is so unfair.
What?
Some people give 10 years of their life to be able to do something like that, and it just pours out of you.
You mad at me? You want me to go to a motel?
No.
What?
I don't want you to go.
Well, what then?
want you writing a song on my bed.
So?
So, every time I lie down in him, hear that beautiful goddamn song, and you're gonna be out there running around, not even remembering this day. I can't even forget.
Hey, you're about to walk and come to you, sweetie. Come here. Come here. Listen to me. When I was at the hospital, I thought about who to call. Who really gives a damn about me? And then I thought about who I wanted to see. Do you hear me? Huh? I'm not gonna forget about you. I'm not gonna forget about this day.
Gene tearfully takes a sip of whiskey.
I promise you.
Bad gently wipes away her tears and caresses her cheek.
What the hell are you doing back in Santa Fe? Anyway, you're not supposed to be there.
I'm visiting a friend.
Well, can you drive yet?
Well, pretty soon.
All right, then I want you to get back out there as soon as possible.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You found out your sister was turning $5 tricks, you'd overbook her.
Very, very funny. Remind me to book you into some comedy clubs. Just so you know, I have a contract here offering you $75,000. An advance for an album to be recorded at a
Wait a minute. What offer?
Don't worry about who. Plus another $20,000 for first refusal rights for all songs to be written or co-written by you over the next 2 years.
Holy shit.
This is going to be your best year in the last seven. And you know who's responsible? Tommy Sweet. So do me a favor. Ease up on him, will you, pal?
Tommy?
Yeah, Tommy.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to talk to you in Houston. And don't marry your friend.
I'm not getting married. Listen. Oh, shit.
You want to call him back and tell him I'm not about to marry you?
I might wait till I have before he turned me down.
I'm going to sleep on the fold-out. It'd be too confusing for Buddy.
No, right? I'll do that.
No. You need a bed. It's all right. I want to. I'm gonna go get him. He really wants to draw on your cast. Will you do something for me?
You name it.
Don't drink in front of him.
No problem. Here.
Bad gives a tight smile, finishes his whiskey, and hands over the glass. A hot air balloon floats in the blue sky. On the ground, Bad waves up to Gene and Buddy with his crutch and hat. The balloon descends gently.
If you needed me, I would come to you.
A man lifts Buddy out of the basket and helps Gene down. Gene and Buddy run excitedly into Bad's arms. Later, they're at a restaurant.
Check that. Domestic deal. Pretty darn intense. Is it always like that?
What are you talking about? You've been married a whole bunch.
Yeah, but I didn't.
Bad gropes for the right words.
I got a 28-year-old son, Jeannie. I haven't seen him since he was 4 years old.
Where is he?
I don't know. His mother, Mary Jo, lives in Marfa, Texas. I don't know what he looks like. I don't know what he does. Never taught him how to ride a bike or watch him play baseball, none of that.
Why not?
I wasn't there. Even when I was.
Buddy.
That's the damnest part. You did.
Back home, Buddy's lying on his back asleep in bed. Gene looks in on him.
We can get away by ourselves this weekend.
What day is today?
Thursday.
I'm not gonna make it, sweetie.
I will.
Come here now. Come here now. Get the pretty dress. Come here.
Bad pulls Jean to him and pushes the door shut. Jean sighs sensuously as Bad pulls up her dress, running his hand up her body and fondling her breasts. The last open windows
all around my dark. I gotta go.
Bad pulls Jean back on the bed. She drapes an arm around his neck. He runs a hand down her stomach and inside her knickers. She smiles, writhing with pleasure, and pulls her dress off over her head. Bad kneels over her, leans down, and they kiss. Sun shines on the little house surrounded by trees.
I gotta get to the paper. I'm gonna drop Buddy off at the daycare and probably be back around 3.
Why don't you let him stay here with me?
Oh, you don't want to babysit.
What are you talking about?
Buddy, you want to go see your friends at the center, right?
Oh, come on. We want to stay here, Mom.
No, we want to stay here.
Oh, we do?
Please.
And do what?
Man stuff.
Yeah, man stuff.
How are you gonna do that with your ankle?
Well, come on. Be good for all of us.
Please, Mom.
You
wouldn't find a problem. All right. Guy's lunchbox right over there. I'm gonna go get his car seat. Here. Okay. You take that.
Say, we picked me up some cream of tartar too. I need that for my biscuits.
Some what?
Cream of tartar.
All right.
You play cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you play?
Just regulars like what
you're
chanting.
Hey. What? You know what we ought to do? Mm-hmm. We ought to see if we can go out and find some trouble to get into, huh?
Yeah, big trouble.
Kind of fun. That's what you got in your box. There you go.
Later, they're in a park.
There he goes.
Bad's pushing Buddy on a swing with his crutch.
Put your head back. I got you. I got you. Hey, now be careful up there. Don't fall down.
Buddy's high up on a climbing frame. Bad leans against his crutch and smokes, lighting one cigarette from another. Jean arrives home, carrying a small box.
Hey, Bud. I brought you something.
Jean's smile fades, and she frowns, becoming concerned. Jean looks around with genuine concern.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You scared me. What time is it?
We had fun.
Come here.
Don't let that.
Ah, it tastes like chocolate. Look what I brought you.
Bad goes to the bathroom, removes his hat, finds his hidden hip flask, and drinks deeply. Bad stares into the middle distance.
You'd be my road in, my group, we all rolled into one. Set those down there. Yeah. Whew, look at that paint job, huh? That's rust, metal flake rust. Once you don't come to Houston, would you do that, huh? Throw those in there. I'm gonna be there for 4 months, nights only, so I got my days off.
Well, I took some time off for your visit, so I don't know
take
if I
Buddy
can do
down
it
there. All kinds of great stuff.
All right. All right, we'll see.
We got that aquarium, a big fountain down there.
All right, we'll see.
We'll see. I mean, no.
No, that means we'll see. All right.
A lot of good stuff to write about in Houston. Me?
Right, well, that's more than a visit.
A lot of good stuff, too.
Jesus.
She recoils from his whiskey breath. Bad puts on his hat and gets into the driving seat.
I don't want to hear it, darling.
Well, I don't want it around Buddy, that much I know.
I heard you the first time.
It's like living with a rattlesnake.
He closes the door, but she stops him. Bad squirms as Jean stands in the door, hand on hip, staring at him.
I can't even see you.
She pushes off his glasses and hat and kisses him passionately. Bad drives down a six-lane highway towards the high-rise center of Houston. Bad arrives in a leafy suburb at a house with a white picket fence. He limps out of the truck on his cast and does up his jeans. He opens the front door to a large pile of mail in the hall. He bends to clear the mess. Later, he's sitting cross-legged composing his song.
Aiutami, amigo. Basura, basura. Aiutami. Vamos a limpiar. Vamos a limpiar, okay? Then I'm going to teach you a few words of English. Okay. Hey, hey.
Hey.
What are you doing here? I've been looking for you.
Yeah.
Hey. Jesus, Dad. Hey, you look like shit, man.
Yeah. Oh. I know. It's on account of all the toilets I have to play in.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Get a seat.
Oh.
Sorry about the wreck. Heard about that.
Sorry. Oh. Could have been worse.
Yeah.
How's business?
Business? Oh, business. What business? Since you've been on the road, I tell you, it's crap.
Yeah, well, you cleaned this joint. Maybe you figured out how to get this business running.
Well, if I ever cleaned it up, I might find out that we're both broke, you know? I had to get rid of my bartender. It's just me and old Jesus here. That's it.
Shit.
Yeah, just us. So, how's the road?
Oh, it ain't getting any shorter. Makes coming back here look good.
I have a feeling, knowing you, something happened out there special.
Yeah, I met this woman in Santa Fe.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Ooh, she's a good one.
Yeah.
Real good.
There's more? No, I ain't gonna get any more, no. That's
oh,
it.
You some bitch.
So, Santa Fe's a hell of a ways from here, isn't it?
879 miles.
Oh, it's kind of a tough trip for a man who has to work Saturday nights, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but worth it.
Yeah, well, we'll get you back in shape singing. Now, I want you to meet somebody. Where are you at? Jesus, come here. I want you to meet a legend, Big Bad here.
Hey there.
Big Bad.
What's
Blake.
Your name?
Juan.
Yeah, Juan.
Juan.
Jesus, whatever. You know, good man.
The days and the nights all feel the same.
On his porch, Bad puts down his guitar and lurches into the house. He picks up a phone book and the phone, then goes back outside. Glasses perched on his nose, Bad sits down heavily in his chair and dials a number.
Is this Stephen Reynolds?
Yeah, this is he who's calling.
Actually, I'm on a bit of a hunting trip here, buddy. I'm trying to track down a Mary Jo Reynolds. She lived in Nashville from 1980 to 1985. She was born in Lima, Ohio. You wouldn't be related by any chance, would you?
She was my mother. Hey, buddy, I can't hear you. Who is this?
Your father.
Who?
I'm Bad Blake, here in Houston. I'm your father.
Bad stops, not knowing what to say next.
How are you?
What do you won't.
Kind of shocked hearing your voice. You said was. Mary Jo's dead?
2 years come this October.
What happened?
Everything.
I'm sorry, Stephen.
Yeah, well, listen, what do you want?
I want to see you.
I don't think so.
Well, will you think about it?
I'm sorry, sir. I probably won't be able to help you.
You know, take down my number, so...
I got your number.
Well, you know, sleep on it, think about it, and really would like to talk.
Imagine that.
Bad's expression freezes, and he leans forward pensively in his chair. Later, he lies on his back indoors, plucking his guitar. He shoves the guitar to one side, sits and tries to kick off his boot with his bandaged foot. Swaying, he takes the top off a whiskey bottle and takes a swig. Lying in bed, Bad fumbles for the phone.
You got the cars, huh?
I can make them go faster than anybody. Then they crash.
What he's trying to say is thank you. But, you know, you've got to stop. You've got to stop sending him things. He thinks he's Santa Claus.
I do think he's Santa Claus.
Oh, I want him to know I'm thinking about him, darling. You thinking about me?
Yes, I am. You all right?
Called my son last night, Jenny.
And?
Oh, he wouldn't talk to me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't blame him. Jenny, I'm not feeling well, and I'll have to call you back.
Bad drops the phone and lurches to the bathroom. Subsides onto the bathroom floor.
Bad.
It's daytime. Bad's still in the bathroom.
Big Bad, where you at, boy?
Wayne spots his friend on the bathroom floor.
Lord, not again. Hey! We're going fishing, all right? Let's go. You forget? Let's go. Come on, get dressed. I'm waiting on you.
Toss me another one of those barley pops, would you?
Okay. Yeah. Here you go.
Wayne and Bad are in a boat on a quiet lake.
I hate to admit it, but this is a damn good idea. I just sent what might be my best song ever to Tommy.
What, to record?
Yeah, it's one of those you hate to give up.
Why'd you do it?
Oh, he's paying me awful good. He's in L.A. now recording it.
Well, I hope he don't fuck it up.
Oh, he can fuck it up. Is that good?
They both cast a line.
So your boy don't want to talk to you?
No. I don't blame him. I was wrong. I had no right to call him.
Wait, hold on. You were wrong 25 years ago, and you've been wrong since, but you called him. Now, you're not wrong. You're right, he's wrong.
Wayne, I went 24 years without trying to find him. He's right, too little, too late.
No, never too late, son. Never too late. You called him, it's done, all right? It's complete. Now you're on the right track, You just keep going, because he's your son. Right?
That is all I got.
Well, you keep after him. That's what you got to do. It's like, you know, it reminded me of a song by Billy Joe Shaver. I'm going to live forever. I'm going to cross that river. I'm going to catch tomorrow now. Go something like, nobody here will ever find me. I'll always be around, just like the songs I leave behind me. I'm going to live forever now. Now, listen to this now. Your fathers and your mothers, be good to one another. Please try to raise your children right. Don't let the darkness take them. Don't make them feel forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light.
At home, Bad smoking while he cooks. He hobbles to the phone.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Why?
Well, you didn't sound like you were all right yesterday. You sounded like you were dying a slow death.
Oh, you must have. I've been food poisoning or something.
Well, I'm calling because I got 4 days off at the end of this month, and I thought we might come. But, no, I'm not sure it'd be such a good idea.
What are you talking about? It's a great idea. Why would you say that?
You sure you're okay? I'm worried about you.
Don't waste a minute worrying about me. There's nothing wrong that a visit wouldn't cure. How's Buddy Boy doing?
He's fine.
So, you gonna come?
Gene and Buddy arrive at Bad's in a yellow taxi. Bad's wearing a white shirt, his beard trimmed and his hair brushed. He takes off his glasses to greet his guests and rushes to the door.
Hey there! Oh, you got your car! I'm gonna go to the tunnel there!
Buddy crawls with his toy car through Bad's legs. Bad and Gene wrap their arms around one another.
I think he's had it. He's eating in his sleep.
What do you think of these big buildings, huh, Bud? That Superman couldn't even leap over these things. Right here in this town is where Sam Houston and his boys beat Sam Hanna and his Mexicans. If it wasn't for this spot, we'd all be speaking Mexican. That's where Texas got its start, right there. You speak any Mexican, bud?
Agua en adios.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
They visit an aquarium.
Wow, bud. What do you see there? You getting tired?
Oh, he's got so much energy. He wears me out sometimes.
Why don't you go back to that park? Take the load off. Let Bud and I fool around, and we'll come back around noon and take you out to lunch.
All right.
Okay, you get your wish in your head? Huh? So here's the spot. Here. Pick one. There you go, that's good.
Buddy drops coins in a fountain by sliding them off his head.
Here's mine. Yeah.
Bad flips a coin in two.
Hey, Bud, you want to go inside where it's cool? Well, let's do that. Come on.
Big, limping Bad takes little Buddy's hand.
Hey, Sailor, what say we go on this plate right here? Wet our whistle before it pop out of the ground, huh?
Out of the ground? What's that guy on TV?
What guy?
On TV.
Yeah, that guy. Come on.
They go into a restaurant in the mall and sit at the bar.
Hi there.
How are you guys doing today?
All right. We'll take a load off there, bud. Take a McClure's if you got it. Yeah. Make that a double ginger ale for my pal here. Make that double too. Like my rocks, Lee. How about you?
Rocks.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, look here. Look at this.
Bad feeds Buddy cocktail cherries on a stick.
Hey, you want to go explore? You can.
Uh-huh.
What'd you get? Huh?
Wow, Bud, you're getting all kinds of good stuff.
Buddy brings over a bowl of pretzel sticks.
All right, amigo, how about $12.50 altogether?
$12.50?
The barman shrugs.
Jesus.
Does this music drive you crazy?
You know, if I heard it, it probably would.
All right, Bud, come on, get your ginger ale. Buddy?
He's probably in the restroom.
Bud takes a final swig of whiskey and goes to look for the lad.
Buddy! Come on, Bud.
He goes to the restroom and checks the first trap.
Buddy? Bud? Did he come back out here?
No.
Buddy! What the hell?
Bad grabs Buddy's backpack and leaves the restaurant. He walks out into the mall looking around blankly. He walks into a clothes shop. Bad addresses the women at the sales counter.
See a little boy come in here? Bud? No.
Bad removes his hat and looks around with real fear. He hurries down another mall corridor and falls as his damaged ankle gives way. Bad waves to a security guard.
I lost my little boy.
Okay.
He's got brown hair. 4 years old. His name is Buddy.
Buddy, what was he wearing?
I don't remember.
Okay, well, sir, where'd you last see him?
A bar.
A bar. Which bar, sir?
Oh, hell, I don't know. The little dark bar.
Okay. All stations, we've got a lost boy, 4 years old, brown hair, name's Buddy. Forward back, please.
Thank you.
Okay, what, sir, why don't you stay here with me, okay?
No, I gotta go find him. He's lost. He's from New Mexico. I'm supposed to meet his mother.
I understand that we're gonna find him, all right? But I need you to stay here. All our guys are out looking for him, all right, sir? Sir, how much you got to drink today?
I had a drink.
Drink.
What goddamn difference does that make?
Well, you lost him, sir.
Yeah, I lost him. I'm going to go find him.
Bad limps off with the backpack.
Bad!
He's in the mall parking lot. Up ahead, a woman's walking to her car.
Do you see a little boy?
Bad sits exhausted on the tailgate of a truck. Later, he's waiting in the security office next to a florist's. An officer enters with Jean.
What's going on?
No, they're gonna fatten him, hon. They got
Where's
all these.
Buddy?
They got all these guys looking for him.
What?
No need to worry.
No, guys are looking for him.
I stopped just for a
you
second.
You stopped to get drink. But please don't touch me. Please don't touch me. Excuse me. I'm the mama of the boy who's been lost. I'm asking you to touch me.
The security officers eye them grimly. They sit opposite each other, waiting in silence. An officer arrives with Buddy, who runs to his mother.
Bud. Oh.
Buddy boy. Everything's gonna be fine. There, my buddy boy. Everything's gonna be fine. We just got a wire across.
Jean bats Bad away. He hovers awkwardly. They get back to Bad's place.
Dean, you can't go now. You don't even have a ticket. Come on.
God, I should listen to my instincts. Every single bone in my body told me not to get on that plane.
It's going to be okay, Jeannie. Just...
No. Everything is not okay. He's 4 years old. He's scared half to death.
You know I wouldn't do anything to hurt that boy.
Oh, well, you did do something to hurt him. Just you and every other man in my life is nothing but self-involved assholes.
Come on now. Just calm down.
Okay.
Get me...
Jamie,
can't we talk about it?
No, come don't tell you that. Like, it's too fucking hard. Stop.
Let me drive you to the airport. Come on.
Sorry, bud.
Let me drive you, please. Come on.
Come on, babe. I'm sorry, sweetheart. Thank you. All right, you start to get your seatbelt on.
Bad watches helplessly as they get into a cab.
Jane.
Buddy stares at Bad as the cab drives off.
Janie!
Bad limps hopelessly to the corner of the street after the taxi and hangs his head. Later, he collapses paralytic onto the sofa. He lolls glassy-eyed, a bottle held limply in his right hand. Bad rolls onto his back and passes out. The morning sun wakes Bad up. He stirs, gropes for his bottle, and rolls over, clutching it. He drops the bottle, then gropes for the phone.
Sober.
A group sits in a circle at a rehab center in a sunny forest. The speaker sits, and the group leader pats Bad on the knee. Bad stands up.
I'm Bad. I'm an alcoholic. A couple of days ago, I lost a little boy. I was drunk. Been drunk most of my life. Lost a hell of a lot.
Bad stands thoughtfully in a shady pergola at a table with coffee pots. He's joined by another man.
The other day I heard you were an entertainer.
I am.
I'm glad you're here. We all know what a hard step it is.
Bad grins uncertainly and draws on a cigarette. He walks in the sun-dappled leafy gardens and stands watching a babbling stream. Bad looks around at the trees. A pickup drives into the center's car park. Wayne's at the wheel.
Ooh, hey, hey!
Hey! Uh-huh. Look who's here. Look who's here.
Hee-hee.
Hey, good to see you. Good to see you, Hoss.
Man.
Good to see you. How do you feel?
I'm feeling great.
Really?
Oh, man.
Take it from somebody who's been there. It don't last necessarily. Now, it's going to get rough, and you're going to feel worthless, maybe. But I'm going to help you with it.
Appreciate
understand?
You coming.
Don't worry about that, old buddy. I'm going to help.
Let me put this in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think I got this thing lit.
Well, let's hope so. All right. One day at a time, all right?
Yeah, I heard that.
One day at a time. Get your butt in the truck. Let's go.
Bad's luggage is tossed in the back of the pickup. At the bar, Wayne's serving and all eyes are on Bad on stage.
Well, it rained last night, and the stars shone bright, and way off yonder,
at the first light of dawn. We heard that he was gone. Our hearts was empty, and our eyes was filled.
Bad leaves the stage, and Wayne smiles happily as he applauds. The sun rises in a blaze of orange. Children's toys litter the terrace of Jean's little house. Bad arrives, his trousers smart, his shirt pressed. He takes a moment before knocking. He waits anxiously.
Jane?
What are you doing here?
Just listen to me. I'm sorry. With all my heart, I'm sorry. I'm sober. He talks and abused the whole bit. It woke me up.
Jean nods sadly.
That's good, bad?
No, not bad. I'm going back to Otis. My given name. No more bad. I'm changing everything.
It's good.
How's Buddy doing?
He's sleeping. He's all right.
Bad studies Jean anxiously.
Can you ever forgive me?
Jean breaks eye contact and hangs her head.
God, I knew what the risks were with you. And I took them because...
She struggles to get the words out, shaking her head tearfully.
Because I love you, and... putting Buddy in your hands. I don't know that I'll ever be able to get over that.
I'm different now.
I am too.
Let me show you.
You're not listening to
me.
We can
start over, Jane.
Listen to me. I'm truly happy for you. I hope you make a really nice life for yourself. But Buddy and I can't be a part of it.
But I love both of you so much.
If that's true, you leave us alone, all right?
Oh, come on, Jane. Now, don't say that. Jane. Jane!
He stares helplessly through the glass patio door.
Janie!
Bad stands in tearful disbelief, staring into the house. His shoulders slump as realization dawns. Back at home, Otis Bad Blake tends his garden, now attractively planted with shrubs. Indoors, he strips down and scrubs the filthy cooker. He tidies the house, finding discarded clothes under the bed, including a t-shirt. Clutching the shirt, he goes into the living room and picks up the phone. With a sigh, he replaces the phone in its cradle. The t-shirt is a child's with a Superman logo. Bad folds up the shirt and studies it thoughtfully. He plays guitar out on the porch.
This ain't no place for the weary kind. This ain't no place to lose your mind. This ain't no place to fall behind. Pick up your crazy heart, give it one more try. One more try.
The screen goes black. The title reads, 16 months later. Tommy Sweet strolls casually on stage with an acoustic guitar.
Y'all ready for another song? Hey, y'all holding up? Good. This song was written by a mentor, more a friend. And, well, kind of speaks for itself. Sure do hope you all like it.
Your heart's on the loose. You roll them sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind. You called all your shots, shooting a ball at the corner truck stop. Somehow this don't feel like home anymore.
That's one hell of a song, which reminds me.
No place for weary kind.
And it's bigger by the day, kid.
Yeah, I'll say. See you later, Jack.
Hey, Ben. That was a great show. And you're doing real good. Keep it up, I'm proud of you.
Little gas left in the tank. See you now.
Pick up your crazy heart, give it one more try.
Bad, holding his royalty check, walks out of the arena onto a broad terrace. A woman approaches him. He stops in his tracks. It's Jean. They smile as they approach one another, and Bad removes his hat.
You are in vintage form today.
Vintage, that's about right. Heard you might be here. I'm not working for the sun anymore. What's this? Oh. You can't hold back a good woman from Enid, Oklahoma.
As he examines her press passes, their hands touch. She's wearing an engagement ring.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, well, he deserves one.
You want to see Betty? He's here.
Mom, I'd love to, but I don't know if it's the best thing for him. Hey. Would you give this to him on his 18th birthday for me?
What is this?
Jean opens the royalty check.
No, Bad, I don't want this.
Hey.
I don't want this.
No, come on now. Hey,
I
wouldn't be this song if it wasn't for you. That's not money.
Jean squirms awkwardly, then grins.
That's all I got to you. Glad to hear you're doing so well.
One day at a time.
Bad studies her seriously.
So you give me an interview?
I sure will. I say let's do it in the bus, but look, it's so much prettier out here.
It is.
So, been all right, I guess, huh?
Been all right.
Yeah, me too.
Your body aches.
Written for the screen and directed by Scott Cooper.